The ELOFT is a small business development center, so we're really there to help support the entrepreneurs, whether they're starting their business, growing their business, or expanding. You know, it's really one of those businesses that allows for an entrepreneur to come in and ask those questions that they really don't know where else to go.
Now, an idea like this came from where? Personal experience? Or you went somewhere and saw something like this being done?
Wow. Yeah, actually, Dar and I visited a center out in, it was actually a virtual center, virtual business out in San Diego that kind of started the concept. Mm-hmm. And then we took a look at what are the needs here in rural America. And we saw a huge missing component, which was some of that really hardcore business support. You know, we have a lot of different services in the area, but there's some missing spots. And so we just started looking at what are the holes. I have a teaching background. Dar has been business coaching for 13 years. And we both have opened multiple businesses.
Well, Dar, tell us a little bit about some of these, I guess, the holes that you're looking to fill.
Well, a lot of it, like Christy said, you know, people are coming in and they just don't know where to go. So one of the gaps is, where do I go? What are the resources in town? And some of it is, I just need to talk to someone who's walked through the fire with me and find out what's going on. I see you shaking your head, you know.
Well, what it sounds like is almost basically somewhat of an expanded, like a mentoring service in a way.
It is a mentoring service in a way. And, you know, we're calling it business coaching / consulting because some of it's coaching directly. You've got the answers. We're just going to help pull it out of you. What do you really want type thing? Some of it's straight out consulting. This is what you're doing. You need to do this. You have to do this.
I'm curious from your perspective, and I guess either one of you can answer this or both of you, is that there's a lot of people think that maybe where we're located or what we have challenges to getting businesses, especially small businesses, going. Is that the case?
I don't think so. I mean, actually, I think we're poised much better than some larger cities for the reason is because we've got better, I mean, it's all about relationships. So you can build the relationships here. We have smaller communities. You can, you know, get to your customers easier, I believe. I mean, yes, some of it, if it's a business where your current customer isn't here, then yeah, then you've got to figure out ways to get out to the rest of the world.
It's interesting when we talk about this idea. You also seem to have sort of an ability there that allows people to, it would seem to be like take time to really kind of formulate a truly effective plan and work on that and talk to people that allows them to maybe think about things they hadn't thought about.
Yeah, and what we're really seeing is that a lot of small business owners, they're working in their business. They forget to work on it. And one of the things that we do is, you know, what we really do is take a look at who is their ideal client. You know, a lot of them think they know, and really they don't. And what's that message that they're sending? So we really work with them also on what is that message that they're sending to make sure the right client's hearing or customer is hearing the right message.
We're going to continue with Christy Pentecost and Dar Shepherd here in just a little bit, talk a little bit more about ELOFT and how you can get involved with it as well. You want to stick around for that and help out with you and your small business and some of your questions as well. It's all right here on your Sunny 101.9 WKQS.
This is huge. You could save hundreds.
It's music from Jennifer Hudson on Your Sunny 101.9 WKQS. The Spotlight is what she's singing about. And today we're kind of putting the spotlight on a local business that's getting a lot of recognition on a regional level. It's a new group, and it's something called ELOFT. And Christy Pentecost with us this morning, also Dar Shepherd, to talk about it. And sort of an opportunity or a place, I guess, to get those questions answered, but also have the opportunity to spend time with people that have been around the block a couple times with business. And that seems to be fairly successful so far. Dar, you were saying that you guys are getting regional exposure and people are wanting to know more, but you know, you've been coaching businesses for a while. There's always questions, isn't there?
There's always questions. I still have questions. Everyone still has questions. And it's just nice to know that, you know, folks are coming in are appreciative of a place that they can just go sit down, ask some questions, you know, get some direction. Maybe it's a resource outside of the ELOFT. Maybe it's something within the ELOFT that we're doing, a group they can come to. We have a women in business networking group that meets once a month, you know, women getting together, talking about different topics. We've got other networking groups going. So those type of things.
One thing that we want to make sure people know is that you guys are located, tell them exactly your address and where you are.
333 West Washington Street. Third block of the downtown, right across from the Citco station.
In downtown Marquette.
Yep.
And that was actually probably something that the city liked to see a new business go in downtown, too, as well. But you've got events and activities, Christy, coming up that you wanted folks to know about because this is a chance for them to come and find out more. What's happening?
Well, we have a couple of them. This Thursday at 5 o'clock, we have the Think Tank Team Intro Free Class. And what that is an introduction to the Think Tank Team process, which is a chance for business owners to pitch their business ideas, inventions, or loan requests to a board or a panel of experienced entrepreneurs. So that's the introduction class. We also have Tuesday, the 1st at 8 o'clock is Women in Business. That's a free networking session. We have on Tuesday, the 8th, grant writing. That is a free class. And the other free class we have this next month is on the 24th, which is energy issues and opportunities.
So you seem to kind of run the whole gamut there. If people have questions, how do they find out more?
They can call us at the ELOFT at 315-5555. And they can also go to the website at www.theeloft.com.